How the Search Ended. Before the bus flattened me, I was searching for a scent, never to be remembered until it was smelled again. My fault, not the driver's. I had stopped to stare at a girl undressing in her window. I was too far to smell her. Earlier, I had visited a palm reader, not to trace my lifeline, merely to discover where to buy an oversized neon hand. On the way home, my head jangled with a premise. Life is either more or less serious than I imagine it to be. And then came the bus.